This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on lessons from my father on Myanmar and Yangon. My father used to ask me after every new exploration of a country unknown to either of us to tell him what might interest him that I had seen or learned. Though he passed away a bit over 5 years ago, it's one of many habits that I choose not to break, so enjoy with me or suffer through in silence. Let's go ahead and get the face pace out of the way quickly. Men and women of all ages seem randomly to put a light beige paste over parts of their faces. Some include intricate designs, others are just a dab here and there, though most are square patches on each cheek at least. Talking to locals, the claim is that it somehow cools the skin against the fierce humidity and constant warmth. But it's also unquestionably a cultural fashion statement unique to Burma. A delightful cultural touch is the frequent placement of water jugs from simple plastic to ornate, for passing folks to take a sip. Electricity is early 20th century rather than 21st century, with generators in elaborate cages holding pride of place on city sidewalks. The government has promoted a series of controversial dams to deliver hydroelectricity to stabilize the grid as an a priori for development. Air conditioning? Mostly forget about it. See above. This is a country where you can get your sweat on. The bicycle rickshaws are also unique compared to India or Indonesia Beijeks in that they are back and front sidecars that can carry two people, one forward and the other aft, or a mountain of gear. Monks are everywhere. Pink are women and girls or nuns, orange are novices of all ages, and many drop in for a month or two to get right, so to speak, and saffron are the initiated. Any time of the day, it was usual to hear a singing chant and then turn to see a half dozen to 20 or more filing in single line up to businesses, houses, or just walking down the street and receiving donations of food and money as the normal course of things. In the central city, the narrow multi-floor walk-ups were the norm, running up 6 to 10 floors. At eye level on the sidewalk were pull ropes with large metal clips attached and sometimes plastic bags acting as doorbells and dumbwaiters to spare the climb. This was a low-tech utilitarian breakthrough. Yangon has a tea party, tea shop, and coffee culture of sidewalk and open-air dining everywhere. The opening time is roughly 6 a.m., no matter whether you're inside or out, though on Saturday nights, some do not close until 6 a.m., since this is the one off day of the week. There are always teacups and a thermos of tea on every table that is lagniappe and part of the standard fare. Most tea shops serve baked goods of all varieties, small cakes, samosas, and empanada type of meat pies as a matter of course. Setting them in front of you is temptation to up the fare. The coffee always comes sweetened, usually with milk or cream. Interestingly to us, if ordered black and if you got it, then various shops give you either lime or lemon wedges on the side. We actually like that. For a country that has been and really still is controlled by the military, it was interesting that in Yangon, the military is totally invisible, which was very surprising to me. Flip-flops are the standard issue footwear for work, play, or whatever. Some sandals, sure, but slides are the norm. Taxis are cheap and the pricing is random, though $7 is about tops from the airport into town. Luckily, pricing is by the trip, not the time, because the traffic is horrendous, with the longest red lights just about anywhere. Beware the steering wheel is on the right like the British like it, but the lanes are also on the right American style, so look out, Little Rock. Food was inexpensive, if not dirt cheap. Foreigners were hard to find, and almost everyone, men and women, wear the yungis full length to the floor. Myanmar was very interesting, and Yangon was a fascinating city, and this is an important place. And incidentally, almost everyone in country still speaks of the country as Burma. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.